The Judy Canova program will follow in just a moment.
What is the 14-day Palmolive plan? Yes, what is the 14-day Palmolive plan?
Ladies, it's easy. It has been proved to bring lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 women. Here's all you do.
3 times each day, clean your skin with Palmolive soap. Then each time, take 1 minute more to massage Palmolive's beautifying lather into your skin like a cream. Then rinse.
It sounds simple, but listen. 36 doctors prove this Palmolive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day Palmolive plan really works. So get Palmolive. See what Palmolive can do for your skin in only 14 days. For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. And for a riot of fun, it's the wistful, wacky, wonderful, scatterbrained Judy Canova.
Well, sir, I can't say welcome to Rancho Canova tonight because here I am a-setting in jail. Got put in here last week for breaking into Mr. Cary Grant's house. Ain't that fine how to do, though, being in jail on Columbus Day? Good old Columbus. He's the feller that discovered this country. If it hadn't been for him, America would still belong to the Indians instead of the Democrats. You remember how Queen Isabella went out and hawked all her jewelry so he could sail across the ocean? That just goes to show you what a gal will do for a sailor. And when the king asked her why she hawked her jewels, the queen said, "Well, I gave Columbus some money so he could buy himself 3 schooners and sail for America." The king said, 3 schooners? If I was going that far, I'd get good and stiff. Well, sir, after sailing for 3 months on the rough seas, they sighted land. Columbus saw the Indians as standing on the beach dressed in nothing but shorts. That's why he named it the West Undies. When they landed, Columbus and all his men, they was in rags. Columbus made himself a pair of shoes out of seaweed, his socks out of moss, his shirt out of sunflowers, and his hat was made out of orchids. He looked all right, too, only his pansies was drooping. Yes, sir, there he stood, all surrounded by zillions and zillions and zillions of Indians. And them Indians just stood around there looking at him. Columbus says, "What's the matter? Am I the first white person you've ever seen?" The chief says, "No, Eleanor went through here yesterday."
As our first song tonight, Judy Canova sings Night Train to Memphis.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. And when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to greet you. So don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day. Right now, don't want to go to California, no Macon, Georgia for me, no Alabama or Indiana. Just take me back to Tennessee. Take night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57 and arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Well, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout, well, yes, I'll shout. I will shout hallelujah all the day.
Thank you. Judy, I hope you're satisfied. Here we've been in jail for a whole week. I told you not to try to get into Cary Grant's house when he wasn't home.
Don't you be yelling at my honey child, Mr. Miles.
Well, he's right, Geranium. Gee, I insisted on climbing in Cary Grant's window. I didn't realize we was breaking in. We gotta get out of here. Look, we're all getting that prison pallor, wan and ghosty looking. We're pale.
Are you kidding?
I've got to escape from here. I've got to be free. I can't stand this suspense. I must get out. There isn't a moment to lose.
Sylvester, please be calm.
How can I be calm? I didn't give my draft board this new address.
Ah, how little did I realize that I, a simple, unsophisticated country girl, would succumb to the wiles of the big city. Here I stand degraded in the eyes of my fellow men, incarcerated behind these gray walls, a victim of circumstance like a tiny bird with a broke wing, caught in the talons of law.
Wait a minute, Judy. What is this?
Well, Columbia Pictures told me to ham it up a little tonight.
A little? You've used up all your red points. Look, Judy, this is no joking matter. We've got to get a hold of somebody and get out of here. Let's see if we can attract the sheriff. Start beating with that tin cup. Oh, no, no, Judy. Beat on the bars, not on your head.
Ah, it's no use, Miss Judy. He won't hear us way up there in his office. You just as well sit back and wait.
Oh, gee, get him. Eddie Dean, the big silent cowboy.
Hey, Miss Judy, I think I found a way out. A couple of these bars are about bit out of shape.
Oh, Geranium, you're looking through Eddie Dean's legs.
If I had the wings of an angel, or these the prison walls, I would fly. That's all we need. Wings. We could all soar through space. Just give me a pair of angel's wings.
Give me a pair of water wings.
Suffering succotash. I'm just trying to raise your hopes and bring in a ray of sunshine.
Well, you're doing all right. Every time you talk, I see a rainbow.
Let me out. Let me out. I'll never do it again. I'll never, never, never do it again. Never.
Who's that?
The guy that wrote Pistol Packin' Mama.
Well, I sure wish my boyfriend Pomeroy was here. He'd know how to get out of this place.
You mean to tell me that Pomeroy's been in jail?
Yes, ma'am. It was last New Year's Eve. A policeman claimed he was drunk. Pomeroy was down on his hands and knees in the middle of the road.
Well, that doesn't prove he was drunk.
I know, but he was trying to roll up the white line.
Well, what's all the racket back here? I'm the sheriff.
No, you're the sheriff? Well, what's the idea of wearing your badge and your hair?
I have to. I ran out of bobby pins.
Sheriff, I demand that you release us. I'll get a writ of mandamus. I'll get a writ of replevin. I'll get a writ of corpus delicti. I'll get a writ of habeas corpus.
Oh, mister, now quit putting on the writ.
Oh, Chief, Chief.
What is it, guard?
We've got to put a higher wall around this jail.
Why? Are the prisoners escaping?
No, but I'm losing more ping pong balls.
Now, look here, Sheriff. I'm Ken Niles, and I am a salesman for Colgate Tooth Powder.
Young man, this is no time to talk about Colgate Tooth Powder.
Sheriff, you don't know Mr. Niles. You can't keep him from talking about Colgate Tooth Powder, even in jail.
I guess I ought to be the judge of that.
The way to judge Colgate Tooth Powder is to get some first thing tomorrow morning.
If you don't keep quiet, you'll get a sentence.
Just listen to this sentence. Get your girl to try Colgate Tooth Powder. It will remove the dull surface film from her teeth and reveal the natural brilliance of her smile. Give her a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
Warden!
Get your girl to try Colgate Tooth Powder, and she warden use any other kind.
If you don't set up, I'll come right in that cell.
I don't have to try to sell people who have already used Colgate Tooth Powder because they know that scientific tests have proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly.
Wait till I tell this to the jury.
You won't need a jury to prove you're not guilty of offending if you use Colgate Tooth Powder. Just use it night and morning and before every date, and I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
As Patrick Henry would say, give me Colgate or give me breath. There, I can be just as corny as you are, Niles.
Now look here, Sheriff. I'll give you 6 seconds to release us from this foul place, or I will personally suck you in the puss.
What's he charged with? Soda water?
Sheriff, let me out of here. I ain't a criminal. I'm just an attractive American girl, ain't I? I'm a girl, ain't I? Well, I'm an American. Sheriff, if you don't let us out of here, I'm going to have the women of my club get up a petition to have you impeached.
What club?
The Central Avenue Ladies Gin and Rummy Club.
Well, you'll have a chance to prove your innocence. Your trial will start in a few minutes, and if you're not guilty, you'll be whitewashed.
Whitewashed? Man, will I be gaudy.
Back in a minute to take you all to the courtroom. I'll see you later.
Oh, gosh, we're going to be tried in court just like criminals. Oh, Judy, you poor, poor girl. You poor, poor girl, you.
Yeah, rest your head on my shoulder, Miss Judy, and I'll croon a little tune to you. It's called I'm Coming Home, Darling.
All right, Eddie.
I'm coming home, darling, where I know you're waiting. With a love that's meant for me, I'll never roam, darling, 'cause home, darling, is the place that is heaven to me. I'm coming home, darling, where I left you sighing. Come on, smile and don't be blue. I'm woebegone, darling. Oh, Lord, darling, I can't wait till I get back to you.
Thanks, Eddie. Gee, that was pretty, and it did make me feel better, too.
Well, come on, folks. The judge is waiting. Walk this way, miss. Did you hear me, miss? I said walk this way.
I can't. You're wearing corduroy pants.
Right through this door. Quiet.
Quiet! Everybody in the courtroom, rise. His Honor, Judge Potts!
Gentlemen of the jury, be seated. Shucks, I always forget to put seats in there. Well, clerk, hand me my gravel.
Your Honor, you mean the gavel.
Hand me the gravel. I keep sliding off this bench.
Hey, good. You're ready to open the first case?
Yep. My, my, has quite a head on it, hasn't it? What are these prisoners charged with?
They are charged, Your Honor, with willfully and unlawfully trespassing on the premises and property of Cary Grant.
Well, this is the most contemptible thing that I've heard in all my years at the bar.
A little less time at the bar and you wouldn't be so contemptible.
Young lady, I fine you $100 for contempt of court.
The man in the black nightie bids $100.
Now, if it pleases the court, as defense attorney, I would like to have a few minutes to draw up my briefs.
What does he mean, Miss Judah, draw up his briefs?
That's legal talk. He wants to pull up his shorts.
Oh, no, no, Judy. Those briefs are paper.
Paper? Gee, what won't the OPA think of next?
Will the first defendant take the stand? Miss Geranium Jones. Kindly raise your right hand.
I will if you raise your left foot.
Why should I raise my left foot?
Because you're standing on mine.
Will the witness sit down in front?
I can't, Judge. I don't bend that way.
Silence. I say silence. Now, Geranium Jones, you're charged with trespassing with these other defendants. Did you aid and abet them?
What?
Aid and abet. Aid and abet.
Aid and abet? Not in this kind of weather.
Gosh, that was swell, Judge. Do it again. I like it better than all or nothing at all.
Next witness, Jody Canova.
Come, come, come. Where's Miss Canova?
Here I am right in front of you. You're looking at me.
Oh, forgive me. I had lobster for lunch and didn't agree with me. All right, young lady, what have you to say?
Well, sir, I'll tell my story.
Guilty.
But, Judge, I ain't told my story yet.
I know, but I can't hang around here all night. I'm on the swing shift at Lockheed.
Your Honor, let's get on with this trial. Your Honor, the state accuses this young lady of willfully trespassing and forcibly entering the premises of one Carrie Grant. I charge that she is ipso facto and no person.
Oh, what he said.
You can't talk about my honey, child. Well, I'll cut your habeas corpus so deep you won't be able to tell your ipso from your facto.
Your Honor, please, sir, I'd like to plead my own case. See, I couldn't do nothing wrong. I've always been bashful and shy. Well, I remember on my 12th birthday, my father and mother gave me a little dresser from a bedroom. I always kept it turned to the wall.
You kept it turned to the wall? Why?
I didn't want the drawers to show. Your Honor, you see, I ain't never had a boyfriend, and week before last, when Mr. Cary Grant come out to Rancho Canova to sell me some war bonds, he told me that I should order to drop out to his house and see him sometime.
Yes, but my dear young lady, you shouldn't have climbed in the window. Imagine if I climbed in your window. What would people say?
People would say we're in love.
Well, let's have order in the court here and get going.
Just
again.
Just a moment, Miss Judy. I'll be your lawyer. I'll handle your defense. Wait until I take a drink of water.
Gosh, Chevy C. Fields must have been breathing in the reservoir again.
I object.
You object? Why?
I didn't get any.
Now, just a second. Just a second. Is this the quality of mercy that is not strained? That falleth like the gentle dew from the heavens and pours down its benedictions on the innocent?
Get my umbrella. The courtroom's leaking.
Now, let's head over order in the court here. Young lady, I'll have to make an example of you.
Your Honor, please. We can settle this whole thing quickly. Call Cary Grant on the phone. He'll vindicate Miss Canova.
Say, I've got a better idea. Let's call Ann Sheridan.
Ann Sheridan? For what reason?
Shucks, Judge. Do you have to have a reason? Yee-hoo!
Hello, Judge Trott speaking. Oh, Cary Grant. What? Oh, I should dismiss the case? Well, I'll do it. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Goodbye. Miss Canova, before I dismiss this case, I want you to know that you were up on a very serious charge. I want you to promise me that you won't pull anything again as long as you live. You understand? Will you promise me that you will never pull another thing?
Well, shucks, I'd like to, Judge, but who's going to milk the cows?
Now,
Mr. Niles.
Oh, yes, Judy.
Why don't you tell all the ladies listening in what you told me last night about Colgate tooth powder?
I'll be glad to, Judy. Think this over, will you, ladies? The package of Colgate tooth powder I want you to get tonight promises you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Now, that's quite a promise, isn't it? But it's based on facts. Because Colgate tooth powder not only banishes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, not only leaves them sparkling with natural brilliance, but at the same instant it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And those are facts, friends. For scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. And it's just that easy, too. Simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, remember Colgate tooth powder. And now, Judy, what's on tap in the music department right now?
Well, Mr. Niles, I'd like to sing a song called If That's the Way You Want It, Baby, That's the Way It'll Be.
Well, the way you sing it, Judy, is the way we want it to be.
If that's the way you want it, baby, baby, that's the way it will be. I'll wait for you forever, baby. I'll wait because I'm sure that you're waiting for me. The day will come, I don't mean maybe, when you'll be mine, but definitely. If that's the way you want it, baby, baby, that's the way it will be. If that's the way you want it, little baby, baby, that's the way it will be. I'll wait for you forever, baby. I'll wait because I'm sure that you're waiting for me. The day will come, and I don't mean maybe, when you'll be mine, but definitely. If that's the way you want it, my sweet baby, baby, that's the way it will be.
Now here's Judy Canova with a serious message.
That's right, Mr. Niles. I am serious about this. Every woman knows that there are bound to be casualties in this war, and that any day her son, husband, or sweetheart may be among those injured. You can't be there to help, but here's something you can and should do. Fight in your own kitchen. The waste fats you save in your kitchen are made into glycerin. Some of this glycerin goes into sulfa drugs and other medicines that may save the life of the one you love. So save every spoonful of grease you can. Strain it into a clean tin and turn it into your butcher at once. Within 21 days, it will be on its way to save a life. Perhaps the life of someone very dear to you. Please, won't you help?
Remember, ladies, no amount of waste fat is too small to save. But even more important than saving grease is getting it into hands that can make it into life-saving medicines. So take whatever fats you have already saved to your butcher the first thing tomorrow.
Well, folks, we all are sure glad to get out of jail, and I'll be seeing you all back at Rancho Canova next Tuesday night at this very same time. But before I say goodnight, I just want to thank Major General Wogan of the 13th Armored Division and all the boys for their invitation to be their guests at the first birthday anniversary of California's own division, Camp Beale, Sacramento, next Friday. I'll be seeing you boys then. This is Judy Canova saying thanks a lot and good night. Good night, Chet.
This is Ken Niles saying, if you want a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before each date. See y'all next Tuesday. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.